Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Right, not to be too hyperbolic, but recent reports depicted AEW as completely out of f***ing control! Festering hatred, shoot fights, you get the idea. AEW's creative and backstage problems are almost entirely the result of Tony Khan's undisciplined, greedy recruitment strategy. Stop signing anyone with a second page on Cage Match, Tony, for Christ's sake! With that in mind, I'm Adam Wilborn, and these are 10 times the AEW locker room must have been very awkward. Number 10, those thunderstorm creative meetings. First of all, quick caveat, there is a lot in the way of secondhand speculation in this list, so how about we just consider it a bit of fun on the internet, eh? Anyway, as has been established by Joe Lanza of Voices of Wrestling, Britt Baker and Thunder Rosa are basically mortal enemies at this point. This must make for a phenomenally awkward backstage atmosphere at all times, and it would probably have been a good idea, Tony, to not prolong an awkward tense feud for nearly two calendar years between two performers who resent the very sight of one another. Baker can't help herself but throw various digs at Rosa's expense too, which has only exacerbated the situation. How does this sort of thing even get pitched? Right, here's what the plan is. I'm going to call you worse than crap and then you are going to stand there and just roll your eyes. Deal? Khan has asked for this trouble just as much as Rosa has asked for the verbal receipts. Rosa's conduct has verged on the disgraceful, allegedly, but she is being taunted every single week too. It is a volatile situation and has resulted in an overlong program. I mean, what is this? A Triple H black and gold feud? Number 9. When barbed wire everywhere ended. Reports recently emerged from Dave Meltzer that Eddie Kingston was recently suspended by AEW for a verbal dispute with Sammy Guevara. Fightful provided additional details. No crap, just Sapp, Sean Ross Sapp of Fightful, of course. Having heard that Sammy body-shamed Kingston, come on guys, really? In 2022, in retaliation to which, Eddie threw a strike in his direction. Terrifying. Kingston issued the all-out challenge to Guevara on the August 3rd Dynamite, following the events of Barbed Wire Everywhere on July 20th. Whether the raw heat of the moment drove the conflict or simmering resentment mutated a fortnight later, it, let's be honest, must have stemmed from the omni-botched finish of Barbed Wire Everywhere. Between them, Kingston and Guevara looked like fools, and it seemed likely that both blamed the other in the aftermath. Number 8. When Miro met Pac. After making his debut on AEW Dynamite in 2020, a beaming Miro hopped onto Twitch to express what practically scanned as euphoria. He met lots of cool, approachable new people. He caught up with old friends from WWE. He was permitted to cut his own promo. And he was taken aback by how expressive and high quality the in-ring action was on a mere TV show. But his mood took a sharp dive when the subject of Pac came up. I'm not working with him anymore, he said curtly. He already tore my bicep. In a great deep cut display of body language, when Miro and Pac finally interacted in the same ring during the four-way All-Atlantic title tournament final at Forbidden Door, Miro and Malakai Black argued over who should have dibs on Pac's prone, battered body. This was superb fan service, but their catch-up must have been somewhat fraught backstage. Again, this apparently passed by with little incident, but then a content smaller roster wasn't leaking anything to the sheets back then, were they? Number 7. When Joey Janela met Cash Wheeler. In November 2019, Cash Wheeler, then working as Dash Wilder in WWE, attended UFC 244. AEW's Joey Janela was also present, and I think it's fair to say that the two performers are, how can I put this, not alike. Cash is indebted to and respectful of the old school, where Janela is a transgressive irritant who took a markedly different route to notoriety, and was involved in a notorious spot in which Leo Rush no-sold a powerbomb off a ladder through a table. This sort of thing, understandably, drew the ire of Jim Cornette, who also understandably adores FTR, so he was at the center of the heated exchange, and when Twitter user at MichaelLou5132 pointed out to Janela that Wheeler was also in attendance at UFC and that they should shoot an angle, Janela was, yeah, snarky in his response, asking if Wheeler was the bald one or the one with hair. Janela then said he'd look out for the one with the booty with the tennis racket imprints on it. Quite understandably, a pissed Wheeler, per Janela, refused the offer of a bear claw and was very rude. Fast forward to 2020, and Wheeler was all elite. I bet that was fun in catering, eh?
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey. Number 6. When CM Punk met the Hardys. The incredible 2009 feud between CM Punk and Jeff Hardy worked so well because they were born to hate each other. A launchpad for Punk's superstardom, it was also heavily rumored to be, and indeed was, Hardy's exit feud. The repercussions felt definitive, seismic, violent, believable, all or nothing stuff. It is wild to think that one of the best things WWE ever did unfolded at the same time as the guest host era. Anyway, in the aftermath, Hardy revealed that it wasn't a believable grudge storyline. The animosity was very real. Hardy called Punk a nerd, said that he made him a star, and cast doubt on how clean his lifestyle truly was. Matt Hardy, in a similar state, claimed that Lita, whom Punk was dating at the time, remained his confidant. Punk and Hardy hadn't shared a locker room since 2011, which must have made it rather awkward when they crossed paths in the halls 11 years later. I mean, Punk has his own private dressing room, so it's not like PE or anything like that. But still, what could these two men possibly say to each other? You all right, mate? Still a sanctimonious cunt. Number 5, when Santana and Ortiz allegedly fell out. It is one thing for two wrestlers who don't get along to work a program against one another. Imagine a tag team booked to be as close as brothers falling out, for real, as indicated by Conan, and then having to pretend to get along. Also, imagine laying out an incredibly complicated match with both men in it. The vibe would be bleak, and whilst it wasn't too noticeable since they were involved in a 10-man faction war, these two walked around with faces like smacked arses for a few months there. Number 4. 4 when Brian Cage re-signed. A lot of people had a go at Brian Cage when he was firmly expected to leave AEW. In one of the best wrestling tweets ever, Ricky Starks responded to Cage's "Where the Philly Street Fight At" tweets with, "In Philly, you big dumb bitch." Just last month though, Cage, when speaking at the K&S WrestleFest virtual signing, claimed that certain forces are working against him in AEW and are driven by professional jealousy. Cage maintains he is an easygoing guy who only wants to turn up, train, and have the best match of the night. But doesn't wrestle there anymore and hasn't worked in AEW since October 2021, bar a pre-tape. I mean, does Khan derive some sort of sick thrill from initialing a contract or something, you weirdo? If Cage even gets flown into tapings these days, let's be honest, it can't be a relaxed, breezy atmosphere. The man doesn't seem to be well-liked at all. Number 3, when Sadie Gibbs and Bea Priestley had a shoot fight. During the All Out 2019 Casino Women's Battle Royal, issuing a receipt for Sadie, checks notes, leaving a tour of Japan due to family bereavement, no sold a move, and immediately eliminated her from the match. Gibbs was hot. B made her look like trash, and they went after each other backstage. This was an obviously awkward moment in and of itself, but dig deeper, dear listener, and the potential for this awkwardness deepens. Sadie was offered the AEW gig in the first place by Matt Jackson of the Young Bucks, who were supportive of her following the initial controversy involving Will Ospreay. Whether this was an early attempt to babyface his fledgling promotion or a dig at Ospreay's expense, it must have been somewhat awkward when Ospreay flew over to work the Forbidden Door loop. Number 2, when CM Punk buried Hangman Page. Remember the CM Punk versus Hangman Page program? How it was all very confusing and how lots of people were adamant that it actually made sense and knew what they were driving at, and then months later, not one of those exhaustive tweet threads arrived at the answer, "They legit just can't stand each other." The first Hangman Page promo was nothing out of the ordinary. It was a bit meta. He buried Punk's masturbatory Bret Hart tribute matches, but this is wrestling. This is expected. Their face-to-face confrontation, oh, that was something else. Page basically said that Punk only masqueraded as a good guy. The real Punk was a champagne socialist who only feigned to care about workers' rights because it made him look good. It was all revealed to be a subtextual dig at Punk's treatment of a certain old friend. More on him in a bit. Punk was obviously furious about this and expressed that fury on Dynamite by claiming Page's unscripted dig, which Punk couldn't really respond to properly, was coward shit. Yeah, he wasn't referring to the unanswered open challenge. Number 1, this week. Right, full disclosure, when I first recorded this list, it was the week before All Out, and I joke with our editor, "Hope nothing happens at the weekend, otherwise we're gonna look pretty stupid." But even I couldn't have predicted the chaos following the pay-per-view. CM Punk ranted in the post-show presser about the EVPs and accused them of leaking info about him allegedly trying to get Colt Cabana, aka Scott Colton, fired, had some choice words about his former friend too, and called Hangman Page an empty-headed fuck, all while chowing down on some delicious muffins. This story is still developing with various versions of events, but the general consensus appears to be that Punk got into a fight with the Bucks, Nick Jackson got KO'd, a chair got thrown, a steel bit Kenny Omega, and Larry the dog had to be rescued. So yeah, I think it's fair to say the locker room might have been a bit awkward after that.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more.
and is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.